The parasha of the Kli HaMishkan, so each Kli has its own yichud, obviously, each one has its own nekuda and inyan. One that stands out in its own way is the Shulchan. So the Shulchan is, first of all, very, very, it's unique in that there's no real hakrav on the Shulchan. The ik on the shulchan's lechem upon him. There was the bezichin and so on that they put on, they took off. But tachlis, the lechem upon him went on. There was no real akrava from lechem upon him. In other words, it was not a kli that was used lechura in any way for something which went up to shemayim. The menorah went up to, you know, the light. The oil wicked up and it burnt. The k'teiras, the mizbeach, the aron is in the kodesh hakodashim. It's completely in its own world, and that's not a makom avoda b'chlal. But in the ulam, which is in the heichal, which is the makom avoda, you have it being somewhat different than the other ones. There's a chazal over here, the gemara in Megillah Yud Beis Amud Beis. It says on the vakor veil of kashna sheis admos etarshish and so on memuchan. So it says these were the sarim that were achashverish sarim. So Amar Ablevi kol pasuk zel shum karbonis nema. This pasuk really was said kineged karbonis kashna klum mikiru fanecha karm bnei shana. And so on. All of them are things that Klai Yisrael did. Memuchan, they said, Klum heichinu shulchan lefanecha. Did they make a shulchan for you? But the word for shulchan, what they did with the shulchan, it says mimuchan klumei chinu. Very, very different. The other ones were all hikrivu, basically asu hikrivu. This one, were they mechin a shulchan? Well, what's the shinu of hichinu shulchan fanecha? What's more interesting is mimuchan zuhaman v'lama nikoshmei mimuchan shemuchan leperanis. So if we're looking at something which is especially suited for Haman, of all the things, Shulchan. I mean, one would think that something much higher, much more elevated, I don't know, maybe the Aron, the Menorah, of the Shulchan, and it's in the word, it's on the same word, Memuchan. He was a Memuchan LePuranius, and he was... and we were making a shulchan. There's something about it's ki'ilu in the very nekuda that they're being magdir the mohus of shulchan. They're being magdir what the mohus of haman is. Even the word muchan lepranis is a little bit hard to understand in its own context because we assume that it was bechira. We assume that he wasn't. He had a choice. Rashi says, "Oimed liyos toli." He was ready to be toli. Hard to understand a little bit. How does that fit in with bechira? Maybe at this point he was already far gone. Whatever. Another point about the shulchan is that the you have the Gemara says in Chagiga and Yuma that they would pick up the shulchan in front of the Olah Regalim, and they would say Ruuchi Basim V'Amakim. The Gemara of this done about Tum and Tara, about a kalim or furniture that's not normally moved. The halacha is it wouldn't be makabel tum if it's a certain size. And the shulchan, it says they did. They would lift up, and they would show it to the they would show it to the people, and they say Ru'u chibasa v'nei amakim. So it's a little bit hard to understand. There were 10 nisim that the Mishnah lists in the Beis Hamikdash, and many, many other nisim. If you ask what is the what's the most significant nes, I don't know if this is the most significant nes. There were 10 nisim, and there were many more nisim that are not listed. So why of all the things was this chosen? It should say Ru that a Kaddish Baruch Hu the Shechina Shevet. There's only one other place where you have the Lashon Ru Chibaschem Ve'amakim. It's where Chazal speak about the Kruvim that were Meurim Zebazeh. That's the other tzad to say Ru Chibaschem Ve'amakim. So there's something about this Nes over here that's not just. It doesn't only express Hashos Hashchina and Nisim as a result of Hashos Hashchina. It expresses something else more than that as well. This inyan that they would pick up the shulchan and they would show it to everybody. So the Rameh Simcha is medayik it, the Meshachach is medayik it, that it's not just somebody had this bright idea when everybody came to the Mishkan, to the Beis Hamikdash, somebody said, hey, you know, let's show and tell. Let's show everybody the lechem, and it'll be a big kiddush Hashem and chizik namuna. He says, if you take a look in the way it's described, the badim are described in the Aron. It says, losse says Aron behem, veves badim atas losse Aron behem. Here it says, losse ashulchan. He's medayik. Another place says venisa behem. It means he's medayik that one of them. In the Aron, it's when you need to do it. In the Shulchan, that's its purpose. In other words, lifting it up and showing it is its matara. But Akopanim, it means there's something about the Shulchan that of all the Kalim and all the Nisim Reflaws that happened. I mean, they could have the Menorah, they could have showed them. It says Eidus Ilchol Bayolam, so they could have showed them that this is amazing. It's an edus for the whole world. So why isn't that enough of an edus that Shechina Shruya? There's something there about Chibasim Ve'amokim that is unique to Lechem that you don't see over there. So let's talk a little bit about the Inyan of Shulchan. Let's understand Bechlau. There's a musig of Arichas Shulchan. It says that when Klal Yisrael it's a pasuk Tehillim, Nayiches, that when they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, Hayuchal Keil Larech Shulchan Bamidbar. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a table in the Midbar? Can he set a spread in the Midbar? So, yes, it means that they were questioning if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would feed them, man, be'er, slav, and so on. But the lashon is, can he set a table? It's a metaphor, but why is that significant? The main thing is, could he feed? It could be mesapik tzorchenu. Arichas Shulchan is a little bit far out of a metaphor. Can he set the table for us? And you have Keshulchan Ha'oruch Lifnehem. He told him to spread it out like the Mishpatim, like a Shulchan Oruch Lifnehem. There's a musig of having a set table. What does it denote other than, it seems to be just a fancy version of eating. Is there anything in Arichas Shulchan that is more than that? And if you take a look by the Shulchan over here, the word Aricha is used. It's the Mareches, it's the Orach Lechem, it's setting the table. In other words, we have a table and we set the table. What's meant by it? It passes the supposed to be varach the lechem, put the lechem down. It's there's the being it's called being Aruch the Shulchan, it's called the Lech Mareches. It's all about being Aruch Shulchan. That's what we're talking about. So what's the inyan of the Shulchan Aruch? What's the Tosefes over food and so on? The Tamid that we have, the word Tamid by the Shulchan is also different. You have Ner Tamid, you have Eish Tamid. Those are two Tamidim you have in the Midbar, the Ner and the Eish. Over here, it's Lifnei Hashem. Lifanei Tamid. V'nasata Shulchan Lechem Ponim, Lifanei Tamid. So, the lechem over here is lefanei tamid. It's not that the lechem is tamid. So it could be maybe because the light, there's always a light there. There's a ner tamid, even though the oil changes. There's an eish tamid. You don't see it, but lechem is a different entity. But alidavahu, it's the thing that it's close to. The thing that this word tamid is close to, by the koyim, by the kuna, you have lefanai tamid. So the shulchan fits together similar to big day kahuna, and lefanai tamid, lefnei Hashem tamid, lezikaron lefnei Hashem tamid, and the ner tamid and eish tamid are ner tamid eish tamid. Doesn't say lechem tamid. There's no such thing as lechem tamid. There's lefanai tamid. So again, Balabatish, the Ner, the Ur is always shining, even the oil changes. The Eish is always Eish, even though what feeds it changes. But Hagufa, the Tmidus over here rests on something other than the Tmidus of the Ur Eish. I want to start with Malbum. The Malbum says in the Pasuk, Taruch Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Seirei. David HaMelech says that even when he's in difficult matziv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Oyrech HaShulchan Lefan of Neged Tzairai. So the pshat most Mepharshim learn has to do with the fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zana Mephinus. Malbim says something very different. The Malbim says that until that point, so long as David HaMelech was, poor, impoverished, downtrodden, repressed, oppressed, persecuted, he ate from the ground like a sheep. A metaphor. In other words, a sheep eats from the ground. It grazes on the ground and eats from the earth. Now he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he held on to me, And he helped me. He was my shepherd, and he brought me to Toiv and so on. Taruch lefanai shulchan neged tzairai. You move me up to a darg of eating off a table, like a melech, like a ben chayrin, and so on. So the arichas shulchan is not food alone; it's a certain quality of the food. It says the lashon by other. It says when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mekala Adam Rishon, it said koytz adar tatzmiach. It says zogen of demois, and he said ani v'chamori noichol mi'evus echad. Me and my chamor will eat from a trough. He didn't say nochal ochal echad. We're going to eat the same meal. We're both going to have barley and wheat with shells and so on. But he said we'll eat from the same trough. I won't have a table. So let's understand a little bit. Let's explain a little bit in the inyan of Shulchan. In the normal tikkuni adam, normal mahalach of a person, the one area I'm talking about in the secular realm and the mundane, in the realm of the mundane, the one area that a person moves things from a metzias that's purely physical to giving it some sort of higher tzura is arichas shulchan. Food is in the ground, on the ground, and a balchai eats on the ground and from the ground. That's the mohos of eating. A person who is an adag of a balchai eats and engages in food, on the ground, in the ground. That's what the person eats, and that's what the person is. When the person moves up, when the person takes food and he puts it on a table, he physically, literally elevates it. He puts it on a table, and he moves in a different realm. A primitive person takes the animal that he slaughtered and he eats it as is. He killed the behemoth, and he eats the behemoth, eats the meat off it. The whole musig of being mechen oichel, that you need to make tikkunim ad oichel, you need bishul, you need afiyah, you need tzliyah, and you lay it out on a table so that instead of looking like a killed sheep, it now has a tzuras meichel for Adam. Instead of stalks of ground grazing on it like an animal, I've now turned into lechem. That is, in the physical world, that's a darga of where I am taking things that are physical and I'm giving it a certain level of elevation into the realm of making it of more of a tzura, giving it some sort of tzura. I mean, one of our, in all cultures, eating, the tzura of eating is considered me'ikre nimusei hadas. That's not religion in a sense, but of culture. A person's manners in every culture are expressed most sharply in their eating, how to eat, what to eat, in how to serve. That's where instinctively we feel we make a distinction between Tzuras Adam, Tzuras Baal Chai. Baal Chai eats whatever is edible. Adam needs, even if it's technically edible, even if eating the carcass of the sheep as it's laying is physically edible, Adam makes tikkunim and brings it up, makes it more into something refined. He refines it, he brings out tam, and so on and so forth. So we have in the world of achila, we have maisa Adam that make it into something that goes from a most chomristic atzura, and it makes it asar tikkunim. So even the person who doesn't have the ability to build a house and he lives in a cave, but he's going to make some sort of tikkun in the meichel. The first thing he'll do is make some tikkun in the meichel. That's the tzura's that's the tzura of achil of Adam. So we have the first thing is of the Inyoni Adam, Achila is an area where even in an instinctive way, Adam moves it and makes a certain tikkun to bring it to Tzuras Adam. The reason for it is because the chet of Adam Rishon was with Achila. The chet was, until that time, achila was a very ruchnistic thing. It says malachei asharis, whatsoilim basa, mesani yain. Whatever it means physically, but it means that it was kol kuloi a ruchnistic activity. The klala was koitz v'darda tatzmiach, ad kidei the darga of anivah chamoyer neuchom me'eves echod, that I will graze like an animal. What we do as some sort of attempt, some sort of tikkun, to move it from being the Baal Chai to being the Tzur Sodom, are the tikkunei meichel, the nyonim that we make to make the meichel more refined, much with the etiquette and the refinement and the preparation. Aricha Shulchan is a natural uplifting of Eichel from a pchinas chomer to something much more tzuridic. That is what oichel is, and so on. So, if we're to look at inyanim of avoda, the area where a person is expresses his chelik in making the world more ruchnius, we would say Avoda Sodom starts with Tikkuni Meichel. That's where the Oynish was. The Avera was in Achila. The Oynish was in Achila. And the Tikkun that Adam makes is in Achila. The it says there are three ksarim. There's a kesa nevua, there's a kesa teirat, kesa kuna, and kesa malchus. The two ksarim of nevua and teira are kol kuloi ruchnias. Nevua comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Dvar Hashem, and Torah is kol kula Kadosh Baruch Hu. And those two inyanim are inyanim that are totally ruchnias. The kesa malchus is different. Malchus is where a person takes inyanim of this world. First and foremost, a Navi comes and says, a Navi starts with Dvar Hashem, Koyamar Hashem. This is what Hashem said, this is what you have to do. Torah starts with Anoichi, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Misgala, and that came first. A Melech starts from Lamata. You know, Mikerev Achecha Tokim Melech. A nation has a need for a melech to run its affairs. What you want to do is make sure that those affairs are run in line with the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wants to be done. So a melech and the b'chinas malchus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu are that which relates most specifically to this world, the inyanim in this world, that they be set and organized according to Ratzon Hashem. That's be'etzem what Malchus is. So Shulchan is connected. David, Tarech lefanai Shulchan, David HaMelech said, and he said it as becoming a Melech. So the Keser Malchus is connected to Shulchan, is connected to David HaMelech, because that's where Malchus is in Klal Yisrael. So let's go back to the inyanim that we started with, the shailas we posed. The inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash had in itself different inyanim of showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa and Hashra. So you have something like the Luchas, in the Aron and the Kodesh Kodashim, that's Kol Kula Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't have any Shaychus to it. You had Kalim, where you makriv things to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the Pshat is Hashem. It's we're taking the Chalakim, we're taking, so to speak, the Rishis of this world, and we're giving to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So part of Adam's making the world into Malchus Shakai, into a Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatever is his, giving the Reishis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and that's Karbanis, that's the Menorah, each in its own Knech, Akteris, all of the Inyanim that are Shayach to Ruchnius, being Megala, the Ruchnius taking the Kud in this world, is part of Avodas Adam. And that's why an oil is kol kulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we found it here, but this is the chedek belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, almost all the nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash are shaykh to this chedek of Avodah. The Beis HaMikdash is a makom hashoras hashchina, and b'meila things that belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu go up to Shemayim over there. It's a Shara Shemayim. That's what the place is. It's a gateway to Shemayim. And since it's the gateway of Shemayim, the Bemela, everything that belongs to Shemayim is over there. So things that belong to Shemayim go through that portal, and that's where the Makom HaKrov is. And Bemela, the place itself, it has all sorts of yon and ruchniyim, because it's a world that's sort of ruchnistic. That's where the nisim are, and the Talmud of the Menorah. It shows the world that there's a ner Talmud, and since in this world it's not shaykh to have a ner Talmud comes from someplace else, and so on. That is one chelik, and an important chelik of the of the base of the Beis Hamikdash and so on. But there's something else also. The Beis Hamikdash is meant, the Shaar HaShamayim is not just for Malachim that have to go upwards and go home. Shaar HaShamayim is for Malachim to come down into this world. It's to be Mashpia into this world. Where is the Chelek that's Mashpia into this world? Where's the Chelek that is Shaykh to Adam? So the Shulchan, in other words, the nexus that connects Adam and Shemayim. And let me explain two properties that describe this place. One is, there's Bechiras Adam over there, Maisa Adam. It's going to have to come with an Asiya Mitzad Adam. It's going to be Be'etzim a place that Shaykh to Adam, but it's going to have the Tzura of Shemayim on it. It's going to be a place that Be'etzim has in itself, it's Maisa Adam that has a Panemius of Shemayim and so on to it. That's going to be that place. Yeah. Malchus, you know, a Kohen is Kuli Kodesh. A Kohen is Mufka from Derech Eretz. That's why a Kohen has no Nachla and Shevet Levi and V'chulu V'chulu. And who are Din Torah? Those are in Yonim that are Shayach. A Navi went to Midbarius and he was called a Meshuga. He was Mufka. It was needed. He would bring the Dvar Hashem. The most he could do is bring Dvar Hashem. Torah is Dvar Hashem. That's what they are. A Melech deals with the crops and the soldiers and everything else that there is in there. And that's the mile of Malchus Beis David. I remember as a child, I would always ponder, if Nosna Novi tells David HaMelech, Musa, and ranks him out for what he did, and so on and so forth, so that means Nosna is cheshiver than David. David stands in awe before Nosna. So why isn't Nosna Novi the big man? Why is David HaMelech? The answer is Nosna Novi can devour Hashem, but who can implement devour Hashem? Who can fight Mohammed's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be fought, and who can bring Parnassah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be brought, and who can make Seder and Mishpat and all of the Inyanim that make this world into Malchus Shakai? The one that can do it is David. So we're going to need something, a Tchum, that's Malchus, that's ours, and yet has in itself a different Pnim. The shulchan didn't, the lechem on the shulchan did not go to Shemayim. The lechem on the shulchan went to Kohanim. It didn't make it up. It wasn't a portal. But what it did have was that lechem, when it sits on the shulchan, it has in itself the silukai kinesinasai. The keeping it, what it means is, let's translate it into, I guess, the physical realities. Ruchnius is la'oil me'alamim. It's nitzchias. Torah is the same Torah whenever it was, and it'll always be that way. Torah mitzad atzma doesn't wind down, doesn't cool off, because it's kul Hashem. So the ner tamid is kulay ner, the eish tamid. Those are the inyanim ruchniyim. There is no chiddush in the tamidus of it. The chiddush is that there's a world of ruchniyus where time doesn't take its toll, doesn't slow anything down, doesn't deteriorate, doesn't really cause any cooling off. That's the property of ruchnistic world. Our world, as soon as something is done, it begins to deteriorate. As soon as a person is born, he starts dying. As soon as a person peaks, he starts deteriorating. It takes a very long time, it goes slowly, but that's the metzias of it. Nothing stays in this world. As soon as a rock is there, it begins disintegrating, it begins falling apart. It might take hundreds of years, thousands of years, it doesn't make a difference. But that's the metzias of it. The only way it's shayach to have it different is if there's a pneumistic koyach or chiyus that is keeping it alive. So just like Adam should have been v'chay lo'ilam, not because flesh and blood can survive forever, but because the neshama has the koyach of being mechaya, of bringing life, so too Adam would have been like that. A person can take avoda, a person can take lechem. And I'd like to say Knech of a Chiddush. And some Sfarim say it. It's a Chiddush of Knech, but I think there's a tremendous emes in it. The chmimus of the lechem being the same from the beginning of the week to the end of the week is not a nes min shemayim. It's the avodas Adam of Lifnei Hashem, of the Lifnei Tamid. A person can make bread that a person makes to sit in Beis HaMikdash, a person can imbue it with the chmimus that will last it from one end of the week to the other end of the week. So even if it was a nes, the pshat of the nes is not a reflection of Shemayim. It's a reflection of what Avodas Adam has accomplished. Because Lechem started from our Avodah and ends with us. It goes back to us. So the Lefanai Tamid is not... Is the ner is be'etzem tamid, the eish is be'etzem tamid, the lechem is lefanai tamid. It's because it's lefanai, because you're placing it in front of me. That's why it's tamid. I'd like to understand the Gemara like that. Ru'u chibaschem lefnei amakum. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees our chiba to Him. It's a kamayim aponim al aponim. Everything else is giluyim b'lamalo. But just like the kruvim, those are the two places where it says the kruvim, when the kruvim urim zeh b'zeh, it requires that the mashpia and the mushpa should be urim zeh b'zeh. In the lechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see your lechem in front of me as having that chmimus that you placed into it even at the end of the week. It means, just like if I hold somebody else in admiration, it means I see in him tremendous things, and b'melas can I put upon him. Ruchi baschem lefnei amakum means, look how you appear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There wasn't a need to show the Nisim Flos of Beis HaMikdash people, that they could just walk around and see it. That wasn't what they were showing. They were coming in from the Olam Regalim, were coming from a point of time to another point of time. They would get charged up in Beis HaMikdash, and they would go off to their fields and work and do whatever they had to do and come back again. And the battery would get drained and would come back again to recharge. The lechem upon him was HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in Klal Yisrael the nekudas chmimus of the silukai that is shoved to nekudas chmimus of the hanachasai. That was what he wanted to show over there. So the shulchan itself was the makom avoda, the most reflected the makom avoda Klal Yisrael. This is where we were. This is where we had succeeded in making something, and that was the arichas shulchan. It's something where we set the table. We take oichel and we give it a different surah. I think the memuchan. We asked that you meichen lefanai. Everything else, it's exactly the point. Everything else is a hakrava. This is something that is, we're making something for. When you prepare something for something, means you give it the qualities. If I set a table for somebody chashev, I set the table kefi the erech of the person that's going to be there. Kefi whatever his nimusim require, and so on. So the distinction is in that lies. This lies in the achana, in the aricha, in the structure of it, as opposed to other things, shahakrava. It stands to reason that Haman, it says, Reish is going Amalek. Amalek is the closest, the Zelum has said, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Bishvili Soshnik or Reishis, or Mesoilam are, or Mesoilam can be influenced by Klal Yisrael. They can become Mitzurif. If they do what Klal Yisrael instructs them to do, and they learn from Klal Yisrael, they can also be Mechen for something. Klal Yisrael is the Malchus, and if you mishabed yourself to a Malchus, then you can become part of it. A melech needs the highest melech needs somebody to fix the sewers also. A melech, it needs somebody to spy in somebody else's country, look like somebody else. There are many, as long as a person is mekusha to the melech, then he's all part of it. Haman, Maral speaks about this, is he's mafkia himself from being shayach to Yisrael. Klai was racist, he's racist. All alumas are not racist. So if you're not racist, you can shtel zich zu. A racist means you can't shtel zu to anything else. I'm a new beginning. I started myself. So if you're not racist, there's no achana of there's not shayach to belong to something else. So in it's dafke in this area of shulchan, of memuchan, that he's memuchan paranus. Memuchan paranus means there's something mitzad that sur of racious goyim. So if they misbattle themselves from a goy, an individual can be misgaya. But as long as they're an umma, they don't have a tikkun. Since they're mufka from being mechan themselves for kiyum and chiyus, then their achane is for ra. I want to talk about two inyanim that come out from this that are both anagetas. The first is this musig of imposing a tsura. I remember I once spoke to somebody who was shomer Torah mitzvahs, really not, you know, didn't cut any corners, but mufka from any samanim of being a ben Torah or anything. It was alien to him. Just, I know something about him wasn't quite lit. I remember, I was talking about Gemara or whatever, and I told him over that there was a certain balavoida, a certain rebbe who would never bend down to eat a soup. He would sit straight and he would bring the spoon to his lips. And he said, I'm not mishtachavet to soup. That was Rishna. This person was baffled, and he looked at me, so what? Like, and I could see it on him. I preempted him. I said, I know what you're thinking. You don't get what's important. It's a real kehus chushim. It's a certain obtuseness to be able not to understand it. A big chelik of our avodah lies in arichas shulchan, in imposing a tzura on the world around us. How does a person eat? Where does he eat? What does he eat? How does he talk? How does he dress? How does he walk? How does he carry himself? All of those in Yanim they fall under the category of arichas shulchan. You can sit and graze off the ground, and you make a bracha, I guess, and graze, and hard to find the halacha that there's a problem with. But this goes much more basic on halacha. Adam, the first step of tzuras Adam is arichas shulchan. A person should sob when he has to eat at the same avos as his chamor eats. It's a test, on a very refined way, in a very edel way, of a person's sensitivity, of a person's own sense of what's ruchni. I'm deliberately mafkiat from the world of aveira and mitzvah to the world around him. And that's the first impression, the notion to impress, that the person makes in this world, is this bechin of aricha shulchan. It's our makmafayda. There's a recognition of ruchnis. Hilchis behemet meya and behemet Torah came from Sinai. That's God Shparuch's world. I don't know. He said it's strafe. But taking the heter and giving it a tzura that is shayach to something more refined, to something else, the arichas shulchan, that's avodas adam be'etzem. That's one step. The second inyan is, and talk about this inyan of the lechem, you know, it's chemimus. In as much, it's teva ha'adam, because we're physical beings, that everything tends to run down. a Zman starts with a bang and ends with a whimper. It sort of fades out, because physically a person starts something with a lot of cheshek in the morning, at night it sort of fades out. That's the tev of chaymer. Everything in chaymer loses steam as it goes along. Most perfect system at best retains, and nothing's at best, and it loses it. So really mitzad regular avoida that's on autopilot, person will always run out of steam. That's the mitzias of it. There's a mahalach of lefanai tamid. In as much as a person is able to find, whether you call it learning musar, being misbeinein, tefillas lefnei Hashem, there's a tzir of a person being able to have that sense of a new recharge, because it's lefanai tamid. This is much cheshiva. The ner tamid, the esh tamid, those are the tamid because they're kaddish baruch hu's. That's so. There's no chiddush in that. But in Adam, there's a chiddush that he can take bread, which is physical, and imbue it. If he baked it to be lifnei Hashem and he places it lifanai tamid, then it retains its chmimus. This thing is obviously dargis. You know, okay, the more person has that sense, so of being able to picture it, and it can come from different ways. It can come through tefillah. Tefillah is called lifnei Hashem. It can come through musar, which a person keeps recharging and reconfronting that. It can come from big balaveda of shivisa Hashem lenegdi summit. Different ways, but the tzara shava is this is. The makom avoda that's critical in either leaving physical mitzvahs to sort of peter out, or something that can retain its chmimus kisilukon, like nesinasan. The chibaschem lefanei tamid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest chiba to us is when he dehers a chiba tmidis klapav. In the mayim apanim lapanim, if a person succeeds in doing what he does with the type of warmth and the type of connectivity that is lefanei, then kemayim upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala back that chiba. It's dafkin the shulchan. Everything else shows me HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim neflois nashos hashchina. That's fine. That's wonderful. That's good. But more than anything else, a person wants to hear that he is chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaviv to him. That's how it happens. There's kemayim upon him. If the bread that I made to be lefanai tamid is always with the warmth that I put into it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects it back to me. And so the shulchan, if we're to take a look, there were kelim, there were cheshev in the shulchan. There are the kesa kahuna and kesa teira are higher than malchus, but the kesa that connects a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kesa malchus. The shemayim shemayim lashem v'arsos v'adam, the nexus of that is malchus, and when a person does his part with a sense of funai tamid, person does what he can to make sure that he's mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the avoda that he does is with the sense of finite time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the atashmaya that our avoda retained the same warmth from the beginning till the end, and the chiba we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects back to us the chibas from Fliyamak. Shabbos.
Why is it that the tool that's used to fight Amalek? So
why?
Why is it that the tool that's used to fight Amalek is so gashmi?
Because the struggle wasn't Malchus stuff.